This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Wednesday, the 24th of June. Believe it is Wednesday already, boys and girls. It's the DJV program. Doug Steffen here. That's me. Jennifer Horn is over there. And Victoria Keelan is over there. And away we go with an overview of how things are today and how things may be tomorrow. Don't know that I want to spend too much time about yesterday because you can't do much about what happened yesterday. It is what it is. I am going to bring up something that Victoria and I have been back and forth on. Well, actually, we all have been. Yesterday, a person that spends money on this radio program took exception to me referring to the virus as the Chinese virus. I think I had earlier on referred to it as the CCP, Chinese Communist Party virus, and the understanding, or at least the suggestion, was that I just use the term Chinese, and that's my term. Whether it's a good term or it isn't a good term, I still prefer CCP because I think that's much more specific. And anyone who has listened to me have this conversation on the air knows exactly how sort of, I guess, protective is the word I have been of misconstruing this as an attack on Chinese people or on the Chinese in general, wherever they may be, whether they're in China or here or wherever they may be. But as is the case, we are very sensitive to things right now. So people take the term or take that saying and they'll criticize me. And this particular person doesn't agree with me, but he doesn't really know the context in which I use it. He just says, if you keep doing it, I'm not going to spend any more money with you. And I've been down this road before with other people who want to advertise, get to the audience, tell their story. I don't have a beef with him. I don't really know the man. Frankly, he works through an intermediary to be involved in the program, but he heard me say something yesterday, and I don't even remember what the context of it was. Victoria, maybe you do the essence of whatever it is that has been taken out of context or put into context for me. I have understandings of my own, and if people have a question about it, I'm happy to have them ask me the question so that they can understand, rather than jumping to conclusions, what it is that I mean by what I say. I am not about to parse words. I don't do that. I've lost advertising dollars in the past because of my point of view. But I am interested in having a little bit of a discussion about this. Victoria, you sent me a note back again suggesting that you don't participate when I call it the Chinese virus. You don't use that because you don't agree it's an appropriate label. How did I get turned from CCP to Chinese? Wasn't that a discussion that we all had among the three of us?
I remember Jen and me saying, and this was a while ago, I remember us saying that CCP was confusing.
Right.
And maybe, Jen, you remember that. So I do remember us saying that. I don't remember how it got turned to the Chinese virus. But to be honest, and like I said in our emails, our personal exchange, I didn't have a problem with it. It wasn't until, and I didn't realize, because I knew that you were targeting the Chinese government. Mm-hmm. So I was never personally offended by it. It just wasn't a label that I would use. I just call it COVID-19 just to be medically correct.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until I had some personal friends tell me.
Well, that isn't even medically correct.
Well, the label.
That's the name that somebody put on it. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's the technical viral term. So it's not scientists, maybe not medical, science, that's what they've called it. So it wasn't until I had some discussions with some friends of mine who had listened to the show, and they're angry with the Chinese government as well. We're all on the same page. The target is the Chinese government. The problem is when we talk about the quote-unquote Chinese virus, it lumps everybody into
that. Yeah, no, I get that.
I feel like I have at least tried to call it COVID-19 or the coronavirus and then take aim specifically at the Chinese government, because that's certainly where my anger is directed.
So where do, how do we do this so like that just, we don't have people
like I
upset.
Said to you in the email, I didn't realize the damage. I'm still learning. I love learning, and I love that I have friends who are willing to help me learn how this affects and how words do affect people. Sure. So, and I know what's in your heart, and you would never want to hurt anyone. And so, like,
well, I want to hurt the Chinese
guy,
government.
I mean individual human beings, yeah, and I don't consider the Chinese government to be human beings, to be honest. The way that they treat animals, the way that, you know, we have the long list here,
disgusting.
We all agree on. Yeah, we all agree on that. And the way they treat their own people, it's just, it's vile. So we're all on the same page with who the target is, and I think maybe some collateral damage happened along the way that I didn't even realize. And so I think we're lucky that we're in a safe space here, that we can have these discussions and we can be open and we all like to learn. And I think that we can come out of this very easily. And it's unfortunate that this advertising person has gotten only the half truth and the half context. Mm-hmm. And that is unfortunate. But that kind of also speaks to the point that people don't really listen, they only hear. And so if you half hear what we're saying on the show, it's understandable that people
So why is that my fault?
I think it's our responsibility to be sure that we're really saying what we mean.
Okay, so each time we bring
it
up,
I feel like people are going to always bully, right? They're going to bully with their money. People are going to bully with their money, and if you have a client who doesn't like you to refer to it that way, then I think people understand if you don't refer to it that way. But if you still want to refer to it in the context of the program, then that's your choice to do. I don't know. I think that everybody's gotten really overly. Very emotional and very sensitive.
Everything.
And so,
everybody's
you
got
know,
an issue. As Richie
but the problem
says,
is when people are insensitive, then worse things happen. I think everybody labels people who are sensitive,
but I'm not insensitive,
as something negative. No, I'm not saying you. But I'm saying, like, when we make a broad stroke, like, oh, everybody's too sensitive today, and I hear this all the time. It's like, well, what's the alternative? No one's sensitive to anything? Like,
no,
isn't that worse?
There's
a happy medium
and another place we can
there's
agree.
A happy medium, for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So, well, Jen, just to give you some context, I told Doug that I have some friends who have shared stories that of being Asian American, and friends who are, you know, Vietnamese and Korean, and they've been targeted, their homes have been egged, their cars have been tagged.
We know that the
it's
world is
just
full of ignoramuses.
Asian.
There are plenty of ignoramuses in this country who have a particular, whether it's a political sense or it's an insecurity. Basically, if you get to the psychology behind all of this, it's based on insecurity. That is, people who would look at someone, whether it's color, whether it's race, whether it's religion, whether it's how much money they have, whatever. We've had this conversation ad nauseum about, and it'll go on, because it is part of the human condition, if you will, to be somewhat prejudicial or to hold prejudices for who knows, and I would say this literally, for God knows what reason. I don't understand in the spiritual context why it is that people are so in the, all it is for me, in my understanding of it, is an insecurity.
I think it's fear, isn't it?
It's fear.
Fear too.
It's fear-based, exactly. And so in this circumstance,
just to put a pin on this, though, or a point on it, like, I would, if you said the Chinese government virus, I don't think it would be an issue. I really don't.
Okay.
I think at this point, in the wording, it is.
It would be an issue, actually. I think,
why?
Judging by the email, I think you just need to call it the coronavirus.
Well, I'm not going to. So, I'm not going to do. I might call it the Chinese government virus, but I'm not going to call it.
I don't have
an
issue with that. Because that's the target. And we've all been in agreement since day one on that.
Yep. Okay. So that, I think that's okay. That's where we are. The other situation, I don't mind bringing up I usually stay away from these wounds, but I'm trying to understand why the president retweeted videos of a black man attacking other black people. What's the, is that supposed to make a point?
That.
Yeah.
Well, it's to change the narrative. Oh, look, black on black crime is an issue. Well, that's what we should be talking about.
Well, it's not
about.
Changing
black
the narrative.
Black on black crime is
that's
an issue.
Real. That's yeah, huge. In Chicago, over the weekend, you had over 100 people shot. That's like a war zone. Yeah. I mean, there's no explanation for that.
And
if we're really concerned about
black
lives, we have to talk about it. Have to. Mm, that's part of the conversation.
I don't know.
But I haven't seen what he's tweeted out, but certainly black on black crime has been the outlying issue.
With him, it's not what he does, it's how he does it. And I think that's what sets up whether it is so stark. Maybe going back to what we just said, this is a time of extreme sensitivity. And almost anybody and everybody is going to feel this sensitivity. And somebody who's, you know, he has the same feeling that I do about the money. I'm not going to change my point of view, or I'm going to clarify. In this case, this is a good clarification, Chinese government virus, for sort of not explaining away, but having people understand what my position is. I'm welcome to my position as he's welcome to his. Jennifer, you are. Victoria, we're all welcome to our position. And if, in fact, cool heads prevail and you actually listen, which is one of the most important things to come out of all of this, is to actually be heard, to listen to black people and look at all the injustices that have been swept under the rug for decades, if not centuries. And the same thing is true. I mean, I easily tell stories from my educational background about the Chinese coolies and they were brought here to do the same thing the black people from Africa were brought here to do. They were basically slaves. And so this is contextual. There are others who have had the same. Look at what the Jews went through at the hands of prejudice. Look at some of the people who are scourged by those who don't like the distribution of wealth. What happens to people who have money? It's all over the place. And putting it in context, taking the time to do that in an intelligent fashion like we are doing here, is really what our job is. And hopefully what people will spend their time thinking about and working through, rather than it's the issue, it isn't the people or the personality. And oftentimes that kind of gets lost in the translation. So anyway, I think I've said what I was going to. I'll do refer to it as the Chinese government virus from now on, but I'm not going to call it the corona. Remember yesterday, I think I said this, it was either yesterday or the day before, the gentleman who I wish, I got to go back to that PBS interview that I saw, what his name is maybe or maybe not important to this particular discussion, but his credentials suggest that he's probably the world's foremost botanist or biologist. And I think botany and biology play into how this all gets started. And the fact that we live in a planet that's loaded with viruses and bacteria. We are their guests, basically. And whether you like that or you don't like that, that's really the truth. And these viruses mutate daily. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of these viruses that we are breathing in, we are exposed to every day of our lives, every minute of our lives. They are around us. And if we have a strong immune system, we pretty much can fight them off. If we don't, we get them. Most of the things, the maladies that we have in our body, from cancer, you know, certain heart, all the problems we have, can be traced back to things that we're eating, and those are part, they're influenced by what's in the air. It's a very complicated scenario, but the bottom line is we keep eating the same stuff over and over and over again, and feeding animals the same stuff over and over again, and they get the stuff in their system, and we keep eating it. So around and around it goes. And the interesting thing is that places that what isn't the story that part of the story that isn't told is that Monsanto and their ilk kill the good stuff that goes after the bad stuff. Does that make sense? I'm trying to make it as simplistic as I'm running out of time.
Well, it's like when you talk about gut health and balance, you know, in your gut, same thing.
Right. Yeah, it is the same thing. So, you know, it's not that I have, one of the reasons I guess I've been successful on the radio is because I don't follow the usual plot line. But one of the other things is because I'm not a member of the club, the people who are members of the club are going to continue to talk about it in a way that's acceptable to advertisers, and I'm not necessarily. Okay, so there we got the clarification. Hopefully, 21 after the hour.
want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Words and music, important, are they not? This is some Ariana Grande music, the music industry supporting justice in policing. There are members of Congress who are working on that, and members of the music and entertainment industry have released an open letter calling for major police reforms, voicing support for the Justice of Policing Act, which is now, I think, in the House, Jennifer, right?
It's in the Senate, actually. But they have to vote on it.
What's the context of this? Is it just superficial, like rubbing people in the stomach and patting them on the head? Or is there something really significant that requires...
In the Senate bill?
Well, whatever it is that is being supported.
I think the Senate bill is a good step. I mean, even if you don't think it's enough, at least it's a step in the right direction. It would actually... prevent funding from departments that use chokeholds. It would create tracking of bad cops so that they can't move from department to department. And there's a lot in there that it would make lynching a federal crime. But there's a lot in there that I don't think is a federal crime.
It's not a federal crime now?
No.
I thought it recently did get passed and we talked about it. Or maybe it was a bill that was proposing
that
it would be?
That's part of this bill. Both the Democrats and Republicans want that part of the bill. So I don't know why it wouldn't pass, but there's indications that the Democrats aren't going to pass it because they don't think it's enough.
Well, is this the same Justice and Policing Act? Is that the act that's now?
Yes.
Justice and Policing came from Senator Tim Scott. It was developed in the Senate. The Senate has to vote for it and send it over to the House. The House Democrats also say that they're working on their own bill, but, you know, I don't think anybody's seen it because the House really hasn't been back in session because of coronavirus.
Well, artists and actors, high-profile names like Ariana and Rihanna, Billie Eilish, 300 organizations and industry professionals, major companies like Spotify. What did you start to say, Victoria?
Oh, no, I just, you went away for a second, so I wasn't sure if I had a blip. I couldn't hear you.
Chip, in the House, we in the music and entertainment community believe that Black Lives Matter, have long decried the injustices endured by generations of black citizens. We're more determined than ever to push for federal, state, and local law enforcement programs that truly serve their communities. Accordingly, we are grateful for movement of the just.
All right, so a little bit of technical trouble with you, Dougie, so I think we got to move on from that. All right, you want to tell us the rest of the story, Victoria? Because I think we missed a lot of what Doug was trying to say to us.
Yeah, essentially, the Justice in Policing Act of 2020, it's in the House of Representatives. 450 artists and actors and companies like Spotify, they all signed this letter essentially saying that they support the act, that they are pushing for federal, state, and local law enforcement programs that really serve the communities. And essentially, they said they're grateful for everything that's moving forward. Like you mentioned, Jen, it will do away with qualified immunity practices in police departments. Nationwide ban on chokeholds, no-knock warrants are not allowed. They'll establish a police misconduct registry to collect data and improve investigations, and then promote de-escalation practices and basically more training. So I think essentially we were all kind of on board on this one.
Yeah, is this enough? That was a good start.
Well, I think
it's a good start, right?
Yeah, I don't know whatever will be enough. I mean, there's never going to be enough for some people, but at least you make steps in the right direction, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So, well, in this circumstance, I want to make sure that it's in the proper context. We seem to be talking a lot about that in this half hour. We're walking on eggshells here to a certain extent, but we ought not to be ignoring. I'd like to dismantle the police even more, frankly, take it to the... Yeah, it's like zero budgeting. Start fresh and new and figure out how to fix these problems that are endemic so many places across the country. 28 after the hour.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. One, find a quiet place if you can. Two, sit upright because meditation is different than lounging. Three, close your eyes so you minimize distractions. Four, sit still because it's said the quiet body can produce a quiet mind. Five, focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Michael, California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go viral. My pants started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns. The investigation into a possible hate crime at a NASCAR event in Alabama is complete. USA's Tim Berg with the findings.
The FBI and Justice Department have announced they found no federal crime was committed after a noose was found in the stall of NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace at Talladega Super Speedway in Alabama. The FBI statement saying the FBI has completed their investigation at Talladega Super Speedway and determined that Bubba Wallace was not the target of a hate crime. They're also saying that the garage door pull rope fashioned like a noose had been in that specific stall since 2019.
Pubs, restaurants, hotels, and hairdressers in England can open next month. That's when social distancing rules will be eased. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said people should maintain their distance, though, when possible. The government's chief medical advisor said the easing of rules represented a reasonable balance of risk. This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is putting a lot more money in his campaign coffers. Biden and former President Barack Obama joined to hold a virtual fundraiser last night, and it pulled in over $11 million, Biden's most lucrative fundraiser yet. Obama said there's nobody he trusts more to heal the nation than the presumptive Democratic nominee. A court in Missouri is ordering Johnson & Johnson to pay more than $2 billion over findings that its talcum powder caused ovarian cancer in women. Tuesday's ruling slashing a previous decision of $4.69 billion from 2018. The court pointing to memos dating back as far as the 1960s indicating Johnson & Johnson was aware of the risk of talcum powder and asbestos. And a Pennsylvania Supreme Court will hear Bill Cosby's sex crimes appeal. The 82-year-old serving 3 to 10 years behind bars after a jury found him guilty of drugging and raping a woman at his home in 2004. The court plans to determine if the 2018 trial judge's decision to allow other accusers to testify against Cosby was prejudicial. It will also determine if the judge improperly allowed testimony by Cosby that may have been self-incriminating. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The hour on this Wednesday DJV program, listening, hearing, talking, chatting, all those good things are part of our daily routine here. The signs of the time, I guess that's what we're dealing with a little bit. Signs. There was a song that came out maybe 35, 40 years ago called Signs, Signs Everywhere, Signs. Maybe if you remember that, have you heard that song?
I heard. I know the song
Phil,
only because
privately. Yeah, go ahead.
I feel like in the 90s it was covered by Tesla, a band, and they made a really big hit. So yeah.
Wow. Really? Okay.
But that's how I know. Of course, I didn't know it was a cover at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. The original goes way back.
That's the sound. So, you know, we are hasty to make judgments and not so good at listening. And in order for this problem we're talking about, or these problems to be recognized and rectified, people are going to have to start listening. Otherwise, none of this stuff will really ever get fixed. There are some people that will be totally blocked to whatever you say, but there are other people that will be open to, I understand, and that's all we're looking for. Is understanding. Remember when Mel Gibson got into that business with he made some comment about something Jewish. I don't even remember what it was, but he got drawn in
Malibu. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And that has taken him a long time to work his way out of. And he's done some things.
I don't know if he really ever has.
I'm not sure he has either. Maybe you're right, but it's
moved. Follows him all over.
Yeah.
But that's kind of part of the thing. That's part of what irritates me, because I feel like everybody has something stupid in their past, probably, that they're not proud of. And so we judge people in different ways depending on whether or not they're acceptable. I mean, we've had how many cases of stars who have worn blackface or who have said the N-word or have done all these things that are largely given a pass. And then we have someone like Mel Gibson, who is pretty much, I mean, his career really kind of ended with that. He did The Passion of the Christ, but that's really kind of it, other than, I think, directing some stuff. But clearly he wasn't the star he was before that incident. And now either we have to be consistent and cancel everybody, or we need to start just, like, giving people a break, I think. I don't know. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense that we have such a double-edged sword in how we say, well, Howard Stern, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon are all okay, but Megyn Kelly and Mel Gibson are not. I mean, it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Well,
Mel Gibson's directing. But look, he offended. Hollywood is filled with Jewish people, and he went on a horrible rant about Jewish people, which seemed very weird and out of context.
He's drunk. Completely drunk.
Well, yeah, but you know,
completely drunk.
In vino veritas. So, you know, I mean, yep. Who knows what he
much
really
is said is another expression. Much is said in jest, Victoria. And it's the same thing in vino veritas. Yes, in wine there is truth. That's what that means. And
so
he
was hammered, and then he I guess he saw the police officer's name and thought and accused him of being Jewish and went on this whole rant. So
imagine being accused. Think about that in context. Imagine being accused of being Jewish, huh? What do you mean?
That's
like
the
it was
tone
something,
that he took. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was
well,
his point.
A lot of people get accused of a lot of things out of context or taken. The stuff is taken out of context, but you know that's just ignorant. That's all that is.
But you understand my point. Whether he said,
yeah.
You know, obviously he said stupid things, hurtful things, and maybe he's not even the best example, but certainly wearing blackface is also hurtful, and I think that probably upsets a lot of people. So why is it that some people get a pass and other people don't? And it's still something I struggle with. It's still
because
something
it's
I
the
just
same
don't
problem.
Understand.
It's the same problem.
How is it
same
okay?
Part of the same problem.
You know, I mean, we go back in politics. How is it okay? We attack some people. The president gets attacked all the time because he says things like, you know, he calls the coronavirus something besides the coronavirus. He gets called a racist, yet there's a governor in Virginia who is in a KKK costume in his yearbook. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't get the inequality, and I think it confuses a lot of people, and it maybe actually steals away from the conversation because people go, well, it's political, and so then we just write it off as being political,
open season.
And no one really... Yeah.
Well, for those who don't know or weren't listening to the last half hour of the program, I was discussing with the ladies the term Chinese virus and how it annoyed an advertiser and how he canceled, I don't know how much he's canceled, maybe he canceled everything, I don't know, it could be. But the idea was he's taking it out of context because he doesn't know in which or why I say it the way I say it. So a gentleman, someone who was intelligent, would ask me for a clarification. Well, what do you mean by that? Instead of just taking a drastic step of just saying, okay, I'm not, you know, this guy, he's done with me. That's the intelligent way to do it is to have a conversation about it so you understand at least. He can make the same decision afterwards if you want, but to just base it on lack of knowledge on your part, and that's the context that we're putting all of this stuff in. A lot of this is just ignorance, or it is insensitivity, or our sensitivities have changed, and the ignorance quotient has either gone up or down. I'm not sure which. I think some of the funniest stuff that was ever on the radio came out of the old-time radio show Amos and Andy. And I didn't know until later on that those were two white guys that were doing the shtick. So that made it, to me, it was not genuine. If I was listening to two black guys doing that stuff, maybe it would have been funny, maybe not, that taken into context. But the fact it was two white guys, that kind of sent me over the edge. And this was a long time ago. So, I don't know, it's just, you know, we can go on with this. We need to have a little bite of this apple every day. So hopefully we will take it the way that we, in my estimation anyway, the way we need to be looking at it. We take a little bit at a time, take a step, and understand what other people are saying. I think that there are many genuine people who are of color that are genuinely taken back by the way society, some people in society, refer to them and refer to their lifestyle and refer to, in general, whatever their history, their background is. And then there are other ignoramuses who don't even know what the history is of black people and having been brought here and what, you know, there's all that stuff. And then there are people like Al Sharpton who will milk this for everything they can milk it for, who are not genuine and honest in my read of it anyway. I think he's a $3 bill. But that, you know, doesn't mean that there aren't other people who have real sincerity. And I, you know, under the circumstance, I've always asked this question. I asked it, actually, I sat next to Jesse Jackson at a radio event, and we spent about a half hour, it was just he and I talking. Well, the lady who was my co-host was in the conversation as well at the time. We were in Chicago doing something, I don't remember what it was, but it was a radio event. Al Sharpton, Al Franken, there were four of us. Al Franken, the lady that I was with at the time, who was the co-host of the program, Jesse Jackson, and me. And we started talking about a lot of the things that were on the plate with Jesse Jackson, and he knew that I had said things about him that weren't supportive. And I gave him his, I had a whole different attitude toward him after I was done talking to him, because he addressed some of the stuff, you know, that I've said over the years, what a $3 bill he is. Leading
what does that
this,
mean, $3 bill? Because I don't know what that means.
Phony baloney. Phony is a $3 bill is the expression.
Oh.
So anyway, I learned a lot from him. The point is I had a lot more respect for him afterwards than I did before, because he didn't accuse me of anything. He wasn't nasty to me. Franken actually was more nasty to me, you know, then and in another radio
he's
thing.
He's never the nicest guy.
No, he's not a nice guy at all. No. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that in the situation in which we live, we have, maybe part of it was he was friends with Skinner, because they both were from Chicago. Nancy Skinner was the person I was talking about, and she introduced us, so it made it maybe easier. I don't know, but I learned something in that, and I think we all have to learn. That's all. This situation with the Rayshard Brooks. The situation at the church, Victoria, you want to go through mm-hmm. that? He's been buried. There was a funeral, and so what happened?
He had a private. His family had a private funeral service in Atlanta. He is the father of three young girls and a teenage stepson, and he, of course, was shot and killed by the Atlanta police on June 12th. He was 27 years old, and the officer who killed him was fired and faces a felony murder charge. Another officer on the scene was put on administrative duty and charged with aggravated assault. This was pretty much all captured on body cam. And yeah. And this was at a Wendy's. He was passed out in his car, and he was blocking the drive-thru line, and that's when they called the cops. So that's how this all went down. He resisted arrest, ran away, was shot, and so
the
body camera, he's heard saying that a woman named Natalie White is his girlfriend. So he said that he was getting Wendy's, he was picking up food for his girlfriend. Hmm. Like Jen pointed out, his wife was at the funeral. The girlfriend
with their children.
The girlfriend, Natalie White, is now in jail. She's 29 years old. She's been arrested and is facing charges of first-degree arson because the Wendy's was set on fire and burned down. Now, other people were involved in this as well. Apparently, the fire officials say that on the video footage that they have, unless someone comes forward with clearer video that's, you know, they can identify more people, but there are only two people that they've been able to identify, this Natalie White woman is one of them. So she's been arrested, and there's one other person, I think, who they're working on a warrant to arrest them as well. But If they haven't said if this is the same Natalie White that Rayshard Brooks said was his girlfriend, but obviously...
How many Natalie Whites are there?
I don't know. It would be very coincidental.
She emerged as the lead suspect about a week ago when they said that it was the girlfriend. And at first I thought that that was the person that we had seen when the charges were announced. And so I was a little bit confused. I thought that the wife was the girlfriend, but then it came out that there were two of them.
Yeah. All right. Today is midsummer. It isn't really. It's only 2 days into summer, but it's celebrated on the 24th of June. Day that's meant for us to appreciate all the gifts that nature gives to us. This season, as we've just had the solstice, marks the longest day of the year. That lands on 20th, 21st, 22nd, somewhere in there. Because the old Julian calendar, it marked it differently. It was the date for midsummer, and that's why it stayed at 24. Remember, the old Julian calendar only had 10 months, and it wasn't until there was a move to add 2 months, one for Julius Caesar, the other Augustus Caesar, and that's where the 2 months came from. This holiday, though, has originated in Sweden, celebrated, though, all over the world. Many use the weekend closest to the date for a lot of traditional summertime festivities. It was a pagan ritual, as most of the religious, in many circumstances that are religious, many of the, it's another one of those things that people go crazy with me when I talk about how the Catholics stole this pagan ritual, or many of the pagan rituals, whether Halloween or Christmas or whatever it is, you know, they just moved it for their convenience, Christ's birth to December 25th, when in fact he was born in March, you know, that kind of stuff. And so do we need to go after that and correct those issues and those problems as well? If you want to be truthful about things, if you're in that religion, and you want the truth to be told, and you want to, we should be having Christmas in March. It's not likely to happen. I mean, seriously, right?
Yeah, well, if it bothers people, then, you know, start a movement.
All right.
You know?
Yeah, we'll start that here. A couple of quick sports items. The negotiations between Major League Baseball and the Players Association seem to have borne some fruit. Players Union voted against a plan that included the 60-game season on Monday, and then there was a back and forth about it. Later in the day, the commissioner said he was going to impose the 60-game season on the players, and then after that, there are reports players have till Tuesday. I thought last night, looking at the sports on TV, that they'd come to an quote-unquote agreement. This doesn't sound like an agreement.
They just haven't signed it yet, and they couldn't agree. Actually, they were going to do a longer, more expanded season, but the players said that they didn't want to have anything to do with it, that they would rather just do this shortened 60-game season. So it's going to look a lot different, but at least there's probably the chance that baseball will be back July 24th. Yeah.
And Novak Djokovic, is that how you pronounce his name, the tennis player? What is it?
Yeah, Djokovic.
Djokovic,
Novak,
okay.
Djokovic.
I prefer Novak Djokovic.
Novak what? Novak Djokovic?
Novak
Djokovic. Rhymes better.
Yeah, Novak Djokovic. He's the number one tennis player in the world, and he now has COVID-19. His wife has it, and essentially he apologized because he organized this tennis tournament, and he said it was too soon, and now all the players have it. So he said it was too soon, so...
In TV news, Tina Fey says all the 30 Rock episodes that have blackface in them ought to be removed. We agree with that?
They have been removed, yeah. There was three episodes.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Bad choices.
And there's probably some good TV tonight. Jennifer doesn't have time to tell us about it, but yeah, lots of good TV tonight. It's 10 before the hour.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight
it free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now 53 after the hour's Tech Talk time on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here with some service info. Starting with Microsoft, they have a new Android antivirus app. Why is this necessary, Victoria?
Well, because, as you know, you are a you're a PC user. You know how easily you can get a virus, and I know that you tempt fate often with your clickbait. So this is, if you had an Android, then this would be something I would highly recommend for you, just knowing your habits. Mm-hmm. So the public preview for this new Android antivirus software, it includes protection against phishing, and it goes a step further than Google's built-in malware protection to offer signature-based malware detection. So its scans are instantly performed. They detect malware, potentially unwanted applications. If a safe app is downloaded, the user will see a notification letting them know that the app has already been scanned and that it is clean. And so this doesn't happen to iPhone, because every app on an iPhone, unless you're really a hacker and you crack into it, all the apps that you download on iPhone are already vetted through the App Store. On Android, that's not the case. And so with a lot of Android phones, Google's phone, they try to be a little bit stronger with it. But the reason Microsoft has to make this software is because a lot of Androids have a lot of viruses. So Microsoft's web protections now will include anti-phishing, so that unsafe websites sent through text messaging or the WhatsApp or email or other apps are going to be instantly blocked. So that's a good thing. They're using its Defender smart screen technology to block unsafe network connections as well, where malicious apps might try to create something without the user's knowledge. That has happened for a lot of Android users. So this preview app arrives actually more than a year after Microsoft started working on it. It's a big deal for them. They say they're planning on working on an iPhone antivirus app. again, like I said, Apple's operating system is pretty tight, and I've had MacBooks for 10 years or more now. I've never had a virus, and I've never mm-hmm. had probably eight iPhones.
Said the same thing. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I've never had a virus on my iPhone either. So I don't know that there's really a market for this new software for iOS, but at least for if Android, which way more people use Androids than iPhones. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be a really good thing because we know how many phishing scams are out there right now. During the pandemic, people were getting bombarded with all kinds of fraudulent activity. So having one extra layer of defense is a really good thing.
All right. Up next here, you can remove commercials if you know how to do it from YouTube. Now we're going to find out how to do it.
The Geek Out.
Oh, there's no drama like video game drama. Billy Mitchell, the controversial off-and-on-again world record holder for several classic arcade games, has won a victory of sorts. The editor of the Guinness World Book of Records recently announced the publication would restore Mitchell's standing as the world record holder for both Donkey Kong and Pac-Man, which were removed from him in 2018 after evidence showed his records had been achieved using hardware other than the original arcade machines. And if somehow you're totally unfamiliar with this amazing story, may I point you to the fantastic 2007 documentary, King of Kong, Fistful of Quarters. It is so good, and we've tweeted that trailer at The Geek Out.
Coronavirus and flu season puts you at high risk. Feeling sick? Speak with a doctor via phone or tablet. Unlimited doctor access is about $1 a day, and everyone is accepted. Call Telemed 1 at 800-237-1045. That's 800-237-1045.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's see what else we can learn here from Victoria. This is a Fandango moment. I always thought that was a fabulous name. Fandango!
Well, Fandango is the website and app that allows you to buy theater tickets to movie theaters. And now that a lot of chains are preparing to reopen in the next few weeks, Fandango is launching a new feature to make it easier for people to figure out what the protocol is. So now, as we know, each state is different in how they were affected by the coronavirus. And so reopening has individual safety policies are literally different from theater to theater in most cases. So if you need to wear a mask or if you need to know what the cleaning measures are, or even if you want to book your seat, which I always book all my seats in advance on the Fandango app. I love that. You can actually pick exactly where you're going to sit.
Yeah, I do too, actually. I use it a lot. Yeah. It's
a really great app. It's easy to use. So now they have socially distanced seating, and so now you can even book your socially distanced seating for new movies that are going to be coming out, like Tenet and Disney's Mulan.
So if you go to the movies with somebody you don't like, make sure you get plenty of social distance from them. You get help from Fandango. Good job.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.